This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Stay tuned for the next 4 minutes of practical insight and encouragement from the Bible for your daily walk with Christ. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, an international Christian ministry dedicated to helping people around the world grow in obedience to Jesus Christ. And now, Leroy Imes.
Scripture memory? Sure, I believe it would help me. But do you know my problem? I don't know how to do it. What I need is some practical help on how to go about it. Well, is that the way it is with you? If that's the case, stick around. The next 4 minutes could change your life. This is Leroy Imes speaking for the Navigators. Today's topic, how to memorize Scripture. I think two of the master strokes of the devil have been to convince people he doesn't exist and to get Christians to believe that Scripture memory is only for children. You see, he remembers the humility of defeat when Jesus Christ, who was tempted in all points like as we, met him with the Word of God. The prophets of the Old Testament and the apostles of the New both give stirring admonitions to the value of having the Word of God in the heart. Moses said, "And these words shall be in thine heart." And Paul wrote, "Let the Word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom." Let me share with you some things I've learned in my own life about memorizing Scripture. Now, maybe you're one of those who just can't memorize. Let me ask you, what comes to mind when I say, "Twinkle, twinkle, little," or if I say, "Ba, ba, black"? Now, why is that? Why do you think of star and sheep? Because you memorized it, and you remember it to this day. Now, you didn't just hurriedly try to memorize it. You overlearned it, so you can memorize. We've established that. And we've covered one of the basic principles. The secret of successful memory is review, review, review. We also touched on another important principle, the principle of association. You associated twinkle with star. In your mind, they go together. Now, that's the reason why so many people say, "I can't remember the reference." They have never taken the time to associate the reference with the verse. For instance, if you were to repeat this 10 times, John 3:16, "For God so loved the world." John 3:16, "For God so loved the world." John 3:16, "For God so loved the world." After 10 times, guess what you'd think of when you heard of John 3:16? And guess what you'd associate with "For God so loved the world"? Just like "Twinkle, twinkle, little star." So hook the reference through repetition to the first few words of the verse. I can hear someone say, "But isn't that so tedious and mechanical?" Believe me, everything is tedious and mechanical at first. Remember when you tried to learn to tie your shoe, or play the piano, or drive the car? But soon it was second nature, through a tedious and mechanical process of learning and repetition. Well, Scripture memory can be like that, because the Bible teaches that if you keep the Word of God in you, it will be fitted into your lips. The blessed Holy Spirit has power to bring the Word of God to your remembrance. The blessings of having the Word of God in the heart are manifold. The Holy Spirit will use it to give victory over sin. "Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee." It'll be used of God to bring joy to your soul. John 15:11, Jesus said, "These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full." And to help you become a more effective witness for Christ, as you can share with authority what the Bible says. Try it. You'll like it, and it will be a blessing to your life. May God bless you as you learn to memorize His Word.
To help you make the Word of God a priority each day, we'd like to send you a free subscription to the Navigator's devotional guide magazine, Daily Walk. Each month, this self-study guide will give you a plan for Bible reading and offer practical insights on how to live a Christ-centered life. To receive your free copy, write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Join us on Daily Discipleship